Hello everyone, our devotion for tonight, titled, A Bright and Future Hope. I want to read from the Bible, from Proverbs 23:18. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Someone wrote, my past is gone, my present is passing, my future arriving. The best thing about the future, he continued saying, is that it comes upon us by degrees, a day at a time. If it be fair weather, let me bask in the sun of its storms. Let me bend with the wind. But let me ask a question here. But is the future guaranteed to this person? Is it secured? People keep looking for security, not only for the present, but for tomorrow and the future. Little they know that there's no guarantee whether tomorrow will be coming and even after tomorrow. That is why the Bible assures the Christians who believe that there is a future hope, because it is promised in the Word of God, and His plan is best for us all. And the things that God allows to happen in our daily lives reveal that this is a true assurance, and the best is yet to come. In Jeremiah 29:11, which most of us know, the Lord says, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. And in the same book, he says, in chapter 31, verse 17, and there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. In other translations, we find that the Lord's purpose is to prosper you and not to harm you. Oh, how much we need to trust the Lord more, especially in these difficult days. We look around and people are very disturbed by the news. The pandemic that is still going on after over 2 years, you know, and we don't know how the end of it going to be. The war that started in Europe is raging. We hear about killing innocent families, separating children from their mothers, and dislocating millions, ignoring the universal laws, and no one to stop this lawlessness. As we look around, we ask, is there a future for this world? Is there hope outside Christ? The answer is no. But for the true Christian, it is a definite yes. In spite of what we see and hear, nothing should affect our march to the destination. The Lord has His best prepared for us. As some believer wrote, the best car hasn't been developed. The final cure hasn't been on the market. The best church hasn't been grown, and the best song hasn't been written. Do not be dismayed, dear ones. The road is rugged, yet the best is yet to come. Someone said, the best is yet to be. It is a positive affirmation that gives life direction. It provides hope, and there's more to come in life. It is the spirit of expectancy. Our inspiration is from above, not from the happenings in this world. It is from the Father of all creation, who knows all things and who upholds all things by the word of His power. We have the secret of living above all these dangers. The promises in the Word of God, and as his children, he promised full protection. For he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He will cover you, dear Christian, with his pinions, the Bible says, and under his wings you may seek refuge. This should be our outlook. And as true believers, may the Lord help us to lift our hearts above this scene and be comforted by the Lord's own words, who assured us, "I am coming quickly." Dear Christian, amidst this dark scene, confusion and chaos, God's church will keep charging forward, spreading his mission with zeal and courage, with prayers, until he comes. Paul the Apostle wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:58 and 16:13, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, and act like men, and be strong." Yes, surely there is a future, as we said, and your hope will not be cut off. As the Bible says, surely there is a future. So lift up your head, dear Christian. Your future is coming in spite of what's happening. And the best is yet to come. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.